St Mirren's are through. They are going to the Ulster Junior Hurling Final. They won 5-4 on penalties. A bit of a scare with Cian Hennessy, the St Mirren's goalkeeper, was eventually the hero in it. Swatra, they took their penalties first, so Tiernan Walsh got one, and then Sean McVeigh replied. James Freely then hit one for Swatra, and then Conor O'Grady missed for St Mirren's. It was looking bad as Shea Walsh put Swatra 3-1 up. Darrell Maligi replied, and then Cahill Quinn didn't flick the ball upright and had the header off the ground, and Cian Hennessy made his first save. Kevin Keeley levelled it, and then Cahill Murray scored for Swatra, and it was into sudden death. Cahill O'Brien then made it 4-4, and Tiernan Walsh was the one who missed for Swatra. Cian Hennessy made a save, and it was again O'Brien who stepped up for the sixth, and he put it into the bottom corner, which puts St Mirren's into the final against either Coutel Celtic or Castle Blaney. That game's on in Crossmaglen tomorrow. So just going back through the game, Darrell Maligi got 10 points for the winners. Peter Kelly also got one, along with Brian McIntyre and Ryan Hilferty. Cahill O'Brien got 3 points, two from threes. Then Sean McVeigh, 3 points. And Kevin Keeley got two. While for Swatra, Cahill Murray got three. Fintan McGurk got four. Shea Walsh got six, all from threes. And then there was three from James Friedel and one apiece for Sean F. Quinn, Dominic Bradley, Eugene Guckin, Ken McAllister. St Mirren's were 10-4 up at half-time, but Swatra came back well, and it was point for point the whole way through into extra time. O'Maligi puts Mirren's two ahead, but they were again pegged back, and into the last minute, O'Maligi made it 21 apiece and into the penalties. And as I just said, St Mirren's will be in the Ulster Junior Final next weekend against either Coutel Celtic or Castle Blaney.